Well, this is going to be the first of only 3 weekends to go, only before the big day arrives. Local retailers hoping you'll shop local, and we're hoping you keep in mind Santa's Anonymous, where we ask you toss in a new unwrapped toy in any one of the toy bins that are scattered around the city. They're in superstores, they're in Walmarts, Marshalls, Winners, Zippity Zoom Toys, Canadian Tires, Taylor Automotive Groups. And even in the Northgate, Southland Malls, those are just a few. Full list at CJME.com. And if you'd like us to shop for you, you can donate too. There's a button to do that at CJME.com as well. But our cutoff is next Thursday, and we're a bit behind, hoping you can help us out here. The demand is probably one of the largest we've seen yet. And we've got a waiting list now too, established. Drop off one of those new unwrapped toys. Maybe it's a family tradition you've created or you will create by taking your own kids out and saying, you know what, here's how we pay it forward, and give to a program that's going to help someone in need wake up Christmas morning. And I know every December I kind of like to reintroduce you to this couple who have been champions of our program for several years now in honor of someone special to them both. I've got Christine, her daughter Harley, on the phone with me to share their story. Mom, Christine, I'm going to start with you. How long have you been assisting Santa's Anonymous now?
6 years.
And there was a reason for it. Share with everyone why.
We started supporting Santa's Anonymous in honor of my son, Max, Harley's brother, Max, who had a rare genetic disease called Gaucher disease. And he passed away when he was 2 years old. So we do this to celebrate and honor his life.
And Christine, at that time, Harley approached you, right?
That's correct. We were driving and we were talking about how we wanted to celebrate and honor Max, our first Christmas without him. And she passed an advertisement for Santa's Anonymous. And she wanted to know more about it, asked why Santa's Anonymous exists, and wanted to know what we could do to support the cause. She wanted to make sure that every child woke up with a toy on Christmas morning.
So quick, do the math, Christine. How old was Harley then?
5.
And Harley's with us here, too. Good morning, Harley.
Good morning.
11 years old now, Harley, and you're still helping out Santa's Anonymous. Tell everyone what you did the last few years. What have you been known to do?
Collecting like toys and like money, and then like, yeah.
Who do you usually call on? I know your family, right?
Yeah, my family.
What do? Like when people give you money, do you go shopping for all the toys yourself?
No, we bring it to like the Salvation Army and then like give it to them and the toys.
What did you do differently this year?
I designed my own poster.
To tell everyone that you were doing this?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
My mom posted on her Facebook story, I think.
How did people react to it?
Lots of people shared it on their like stories, I think.
And did they start to give some money or toys to you?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty cool. So do you know how much in toys and money you've gathered this year?
Toys, I'm not sure, but money is $645.
Wow. And you gave that to the Salvation Army?
Yes.
In care of Santa's Anonymous to ensure that everyone wakes up with a toy under the tree. That's the kind of heart you got. You don't have a Grinch heart. You've got a ginormous Harley heart. Well, that's pretty cool you do that. Christine, Mom, you've got to be pretty proud of this kid.
Oh, yes. Every year it just warms my heart and brings tears to my eyes to see how successful she is and how she wants to honor and celebrate her brother and just make Christmas brighter for everyone around her.
Oh, I love it. Christine, do you have some sort of tally about how much in money and toys you've raised over the last few years for us?
Yeah, we only started counting the actual toys last year. In years past, we've just donated them, but Harley wanted to try to be accountable for it. So last year we started counting a little bit. But cash, we've been able to total it to, it's been over $12,000 that she's raised altogether.
What did we say? 6 years now it's been?
6 years, yeah.
That's incredible.
Over $12,000, yeah.
That's just your family being proactive and spreading the word of what you're trying to do for Santa's Anonymous and all that money raised. I can't imagine if every family tried that where we'd be, but I'm grateful that both of you do this and your family. And thank you so much, Christine. And Harley, Merry Christmas. Anything you want to say to anyone out there?
Shout out to my school, St. Joseph's, and like, thank you for everyone who donated. And Merry Christmas to you, too. Shake it.
Our Regina Pats got to shake off that, that West Coast road trip during Agribition where they didn't win a game. They got to get back at it and on a winning streak starting tonight at home. Maybe home crowd will make the difference. If you're looking for something to do with the family this weekend, the Pats are hosting, I believe it's the Weekings tonight too. And Christmas party season is in full swing as well. I know SGI reminding everyone to plan a safe ride home. And you know the police will be amping up stop checks this time of the year too. And if you're wanting to get a real Christmas tree, you better get on it. I spoke earlier in the week with my buddy Philip Rispins out at Sherwood Greenhouse on Range Road. He told me that the most popular tree is still the Fraser fir. And a cost of maybe a 5 or 6 footer Fraser fir is?
About $95.
And when you take a tree home, what's the first thing you really got to do?
So the first thing you want to do is you want to cut the bottom inch off the stem. Outside, cut all the twine off and shake that tree really good so that all the needles that are trapped inside, you lose them outside instead of losing them in your house. Then when you put it in your tree stand, you want to open your tap with hot water, as hot as you can out of the tap. And that first water has to be warm so that tree can wake up and absorb that water right away. And they get really thirsty, and first they absorb a lot of water, and then after a while, you just have to keep topping it up. That could be every couple of days, sometimes once a week.
Philip also told me he expects they're going to be out of trees by the end of the weekend, too. They've been selling like hotcakes, and I've noticed some of the tree lots around town are starting to thin out, too. Prime Minister Mark Carney set to meet with U.S. President Donald Trump later today. It's probably going to be a brief meeting, as they're actually there in Washington for the 2026 World Cup soccer draw. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum is going to be there as well. It's going to be the first time like all three leaders will have met in person ahead of next year's mandatory review of the Canada-U.S.-Mexico agreement on trade. And yesterday, Trump was telling reporters he could let the agreement run out or work out a new one.
It expires in about a year, and we'll either let it expire or we'll maybe work out another deal with Mexico and Canada. But look, Mexico and Canada have taken advantage of the United States, like just about every other country, in all fairness. It's not them. I'm not blaming them.
The contract doesn't actually expire. Technically, a review process starts next June. But Canada will be clearly pushing to extend it, no doubt. It's going to be a rather intense negotiation process, though, that both Canada and Mexico will be bracing for, I'm sure. Lego, is that a thing in your household? It's certainly one of the more popular Christmas gift ideas for all ages, and not just little boys anymore. Big adults like me love it. Girls love it. Both of my girls did Lego when they were younger, and they still ask for a major project, like some of those adult version ones. Like right now, they're begging me to buy this like $400 Home Alone Lego project. And get out, $400, but man, they are popular. If you ever have wondered whether or not your Lego lover in your household could go even bigger and build something on their own, well, this is a show for you this weekend, a show and sale out of the White City Community Center. It's put on by the Saskatchewan Lego Users Group, and one of those members is Adam Dodge, who joins me now. Thanks for being here, Adam.
Thank you very much.
Remind me how long you've been interested in Lego.
You know, since I was very, very small. I have pictures of me when I was maybe 2 or 3. And that was many, many decades now. So it's a long time.
What do you think the lasting appeal of Lego has been?
You know, I think because it is such a creative medium to use to build, and there's not much you can't build out of it anymore, I think that is really appealing to a lot of people. And more things they come out with are starting to target to different audiences. So there's kind of something for everybody nowadays.
You brought this to my attention a year ago, the Saskatchewan group of Lego users. Has it grown since in the last year?
Quite, yeah. We're approaching about 70 members at this point in time. So there's a lot of people out there that like doing this stuff.
Now, there's a lot of closet Lego users. I'm not in the closet when it comes to Lego. I love it. Tell me about some of the techniques that perhaps you've learned from those in your Lego group that you thought, huh, that changes how I approach a Lego build? Because you guys like building your own projects, don't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, we do buy the sets off the shelves and from the stores just like everybody else. But then we often, you know, use those pieces to make our own things. And I think being part of a group has actually helped my building because I will be able to see, as you say, the techniques and things that other people have done. And it's like, hey, how can I try that? Well, how can I put my own stamp on that? And so it's been a nice growth community for us here.
So how do you start building your own? Do you do it on a computer first? Like, what's your master plan? Take me through what you do.
I'm a pen and paper person. So I have an ideas book that I kind of keep with me for, you know, all day. And so when I have a thought or an idea of what I want to do, I start sketching it out. And then during the day, I kind of think about, well, how would I put this together? How would I do that? So that when I go home, I'm able to sit down at my table, start to pick those pieces together and put that thing together that I had in my brain earlier.
You're a teacher by trade, so you're busy as it is. What's been your biggest challenge so far that you've built and learned from it, and it's pretty cool? What would that be?
Well, actually, currently I have a very large structure. It's based off of cyberpunk, which is, you know, a very futuristic thing. But I took it a different direction because I have a bunch of fabric sails from pirate ships and things over the years. So I made it more of an elvish fantasy, and I call it fiber trunk because there's a bit of a tree going on. It currently stands about 4 feet tall, and I've taken it to a couple of shows, and it's gotten a decent response.
Well, you're having a show this weekend at the White City Community Center. Will your piece be there?
Yeah, it's our fifth annual show, Brick Stories, and I'm going to bring it there and showcase it with all the other pieces that are going to be there.
So why would anyone want to come to the show? It's on Saturday and Sunday. Give us a few details of what the show is going to be all about and what would be of interest.
You know, we've got more than 2 dozen builders that are going to come to the show, and they're all showcasing some of their best works. We have things all the way from medieval fantasy to space to large-scale mosaics, and if anything, it's a great place to come for people to get inspired of what they can do with their own things. The sets that Lego puts out are nice, and they're fun, and they're lovely display pieces. But when you think about what those pieces could be, this is where we can kind of help and push audiences that maybe you're just used to playing with the sets and think, hey, now what can I make of my own with the pieces that I have?
Adam Dodge, he's my Lego enthusiast. What's your favorite Lego sets that you've purchased lately? I've built the Disneyland castle. The Titanic's a little too pricey for me. That thing, what, is 4.5 feet long? Did you build that one?
No, but I definitely have friends that have. And yeah, it's a big one.
I have found, though, that lately my sets have shortchanged me on a piece or two. Do you think it's just because of the mass production?
You know, I think it is. They're, they're putting out a whole bunch really, really quick. And so you do hear more and more about some missing pieces from them. But they're pretty easy. You give them a call and you say, hey, this one's missing, and they'll send it to you, no problem.
Good to know. This weekend, any admission at the door when you get there?
It's $5 at the door. We've partnered with the library, the White City Library, and so the money goes to them. And we're just there to have a good time.
Do you have to wear protective footwear in the event that there is a Lego piece or two on the floor?
You know what? We make sure the public is nice and safe. You'll be totally safe. You could be barefoot. Well, probably don't be barefoot, but you know, you do you.
All safety concerns are taken into consideration. I get it. All right. I hope your show is a huge success this weekend. Tell everyone where to go.
Go on to the White City Community Center. It's in White City. It's attached to the public library there. 10 to 3 on Saturday and Sunday each day.
Yes, he's staying home. Quarterback Trevor Harris announcing yesterday that he'll be back for one more year. Joining now is CJB writer, reporter Britton Gray. And I don't think you were surprised that it's a deal that's now completely done for one more year, or were you?
You knew as soon as discussions were taking place and Trevor Harris made his decision to play again, which is clearly what happened, this deal had to happen quickly because, A, it's your quarterback and he's probably one of your best recruiters to bring back a bunch of these guys, and B, now you know how much you're paying your quarterback. Now you know how much money you have to maybe spend somewhere else, how much money you have that you can give some of these other guys who deserve some more raises. So this deal was always going to be done quick. This was the first big domino to fall, and we'll see how the rest of it kind of works out here over the next little bit.
Well, we have a ton of potential free agents. And can you name one or two off the top of your head that you think that might actually now, okay, that's what I needed to hear to come back?
Sam Amelis will probably be a big one when you talk about what his ability out there and how good of a wide receiver he is. He wants to know who his quarterback's going to be, where the best spot is for him. And I think getting Trevor Harris back, that is a big step towards him re-signing here in Saskatchewan. I think you can make that case for a lot of the offense, right? The offensive line, Jamarcus Hardrick, A.J. Ouellette. They want to know who the quarterback is. They're at the points in their career where they want to win Grey Cups, right? They want that stability. They want to know what this offense is going to look like. So yeah, getting Trevor Harris signed, that gets rid of an unknown about what this team could be doing next season.
Yeah, it certainly does. A.J. Ouellette comes to mind as they drove home together, mm-hmm. I think, didn't they? But overall, this is, you know, it's only a one-year contract, but don't read anything into that at all, should we, Britton?
No, you shouldn't. And at this point in his career, Trevor Harris has said even before this past season, he's at a point now where every year is a one-year contract. Every year he starts to have those discussions. Though, like I said, it was a pretty quick one this year to decide to come back. But it's just in the CFL, anything more than one-year contracts, you talk to players, it's really all just 1 year. I wouldn't read into too much of just being the 1 year. And as Trevor Harris said all offseason, these conversations about retirement, where he was confused about where they came from because he thought he was playing well. He didn't think he looked that old, but of course he is going to be 40 by the time this next season gets underway here. But wouldn't read too much into it just being 1 year.
Man, that guy is ripped. He's cut. He's in better shape than you and I put together, Britton. I'm not concerned.
Not at all. The thing about Trevor Harris is he evolves as an athlete. He really does the research, finds out the best way to keep his body ready to go for the season. So it looks like he could play for a few more years yet.
He's the Tom Brady of the CFL. That's what he is, man. Okay, really quick, I got to ask you, Britton Gray, our writer reporter, flipped to the NFL. How did you feel about our Cowboys last night in the Lions? In the wild card hunt, both clubs needed a victory. Frustration over the penalties for me and the turnovers.
A lot of penalties out there that you just can't have happen. And some I agree with, some, you know, I always didn't really like the call, but this is the issue when you put yourself in a position as a team where you lose some games you should win early. All of a sudden, you have to win out the end of the season, and you never know when a game will just go that way. So ultimately, the Cowboys got what they deserve, which is more than likely not making playoffs this season.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb suffered a concussion too in the third quarter. His top target for Prescott there does not look good. So you're closing out this chapter of the Cowboys? Did I hear that from you?
I just don't think this season, they have to win out. They need the Eagles to really fall off. I just don't see the path to the playoffs really being all that easy.
Yeah, well, it was a must win, and yeah, they blew it. All right, Britton, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Not a problem.